Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Earlier in the show, we talked about tourism, and our next guests are here to talk about another kind of Juno visitor, the migratory birds that stop here to feed and raise their young. And joining me now, Gwen Bayless and Lizzie Solger. They're both from the Juno Audubon Society, and it is prime time for bird watching. And Gwen, I know that you're out and about, and the last time we talked, you were checking out the Arctic terns. Have you had any other observations about them?
Yeah, they're starting to settle into their nesting area out by the visitor center, which is really exciting. I didn't mention last time, for those that follow the tern colony out there, which has been around for a long time, almost 100 years actually, that they had a really great year last year. Sometimes I do articles and the success is not very good that year, and it's a little bit depressing, but we had a lot of young last year, so it was really great.
So I've got a bit of sound so you can hear what a tern sounds like, so I will play it. It's not the most pleasant sound, is it?
I guess pleasant is in the ear of the beholder, but no, for as cool as they are, Their vocalization is not really what people like.
Let's hear. Yeah, I guess, but you got to give them credit for how far they travel to get here. So, Lizzie, what have you been looking out for lately?
Well, as the trees are starting to develop leaves, I'm trying to see every little bird that's normally hard to see in the summer while they're still visible. So the little sparrows and the warblers, and just keep an eye on them before they disappear from sight.
I guess that is the challenge: is you want the greenery, but then it makes it easier for the birds to hide. Now, I understand that there are two birds that we were going to focus on this week to let people know about, and one of those is the varied thrush and the hermit thrush. And can you tell us a little bit about where we might be able to spot those birds?
Well, the varied thrush it's about the size of a robin, and it's got that pretty orange and black pattern on it, and you'll probably hear them before you see them. Any former jocks will recognize the gym class whistle that is their call. And I think you'll play it for folks in a second.
Now, the other kind of thrush, and I'm going to play this real quick, the hermit thrush is much more melodic. So one of the things that we should tell people about before we run out of time, and we've got just about a minute or so here, is that this is a big week for birding. Tomorrow is your big birdathon. What happens with that?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting event for us. It's an opportunity for folks to get out birding and count as many birds as they can in their local area. We hope that folks from all over Southeast Alaska will participate. And then we're going to tally up how many bird species we get. And hopefully some folks will sponsor us with some donations, either buy the bird or a set amount. And this will support Juno Audubon Society and will be split with the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. And the best way to find out more is our website, junoaudubonsociety.org, or our Facebook page.
So, Lizzie, how much do you personally hope to raise?
As much as we can. The food bank is such an important resource for our community, and so it's great to be able to support that while supporting citizen science.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for being with us, Elizabeth Solger and Gwen Bayless. Thanks so much for telling us about that, and good luck with your birdathon.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klinkit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.